It's been just over a week since Queen Elizabeth II passed away, and the headlines continue to be dominated by, well, pretty much the process that has taken place since her passing. Just in the last 24 hours, there's expected to be about 750,000 people filing past her coffin that lies in state in Westminster Hall in London. Extraordinary. A queue of mourners that stretches for about 4 kilometres. Absolutely extraordinary. And I guess that grief and that mourning seems to be happening right around the world. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? Even though we all knew it would have to come to the day where she would pass away given her age, it certainly has struck a chord with so many. And I imagine not just those who consider themselves monarchists. But the debate must move on at some point. And to talk about that very point, I've got Murray Jones in studio, host of the Fourcier Breakfast Show, just to talk a little bit about this topic and, you know, acknowledging it is a bit of a sensitive topic. Murray, when is it not too soon, if I can put it that way, when is it not too soon for Australia as a nation to talk about becoming a republic?
Interestingly, I got messages from callers the morning that we found out about the death of Queen Elizabeth II saying that, is this going to come up? And even though they weren't necessarily saying that it should, but they, you know, obviously raised the issue of, you know, a referendum and, you know, I guess a step away from the monarchy. It's going to be difficult times ahead, I think, for the monarchists and, of course, the monarchy full stop, because obviously there's been some fairly significant changes just in the dynamics with Harry and all the rest. And I think she really was a social glue in a lot of ways for the royal family. Queen Elizabeth II is King Charles III. I'm so used to calling him Prince, but King Charles III, up to the task, I guess time will tell. But, you know, Albo basically came out pretty quickly and hosed down any discussion, at least this term. And I think that was probably a wise move. There's, I think, more important things as we go through such a difficult time for us to focus on. But I think it's inevitable that the issue will possibly arise in Albo's second term.
He has ruled that out. I think he said that his priority in this first term is that voice to Parliament for First Nations people. Yeah. And of course that would require, does require a referendum. Looking back, Murray, to the last referendum we had on this very topic, it was unsuccessful, 1999, so 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that process back then, why it failed?
Well certainly I think it should have been a yes, no answer to the principle of basically changing the constitution. I think John Howe was probably fairly clever in that he introduced the model as to how it would actually occur as part of the debate. And that's obviously a far more divisive issue than a straight yes or no.
So that sort of muddied the waters.
It did, in a lot of ways. And obviously things have changed a great deal. And we know the younger generation, in a lot of ways, I think the last election shows that the younger generation are more likely to push a little bit further to the left. So I think, you know, it is possibly a time after this first term of the Albanese government that it is likely to come up. It's still a tough call. The referendum, the proposed alteration, must be approved by a double majority. So that is a national majority of electors in the states and territories, but then a majority of electors in a majority of the states.
Right.
So that is at least 4 out of the 6 states. The poor old territories have been left out of that particular measure. So it is a difficult
one.
It's
a challenge.
But I think the debate, it does take a couple of years for it to, I guess, permeate and for people to have an objective discussion about it and for both sides to actually, you know, I guess, express their opinions. So even though it may not be something that actually comes up as a defined referendum until sometime maybe 2026 or so, 2027, I think the discussions are likely to occur in the next couple of years.
I remember reading that given that last referendum on becoming a republic was held in 1999, it means 23 years ago, it means that anyone under 40 at the moment did not vote in that referendum.
Yeah, right.
So you think about, do people under 40, what are their views on the monarchy or versus becoming a republic? So
And I think that's one of the things that, that is likely to possibly change, you know, the perspective.
The dynamics
if
of it
we
all.
Do have that one in a couple of years' time. And obviously, rural voters and older voters were identified in 1999 as the ones that voted strongly no. So obviously, there's been some generational change in that 23 years. So, I think in due course, it is likely to come up, but there will be also still some recognition of the monarchy and our English roots in due course. But what form that will be, we will just wait and see.
And what about you? Yes or no? Should Australia become a republic?
Look, you know, I don't really have any strong
That's not a yes
views.
Or no answer,
Murray
Jones.
That's true. Hey? I'm going to muddy the waters here. Look, I'm probably more against actually being more self-determined here in Australia, not have that, even though they don't determine a great deal. I think at the end of the day, we should possibly go towards the system where we don't have the monarchy. But at the same time, I can also, understand why it's a salute to the past and we should at least have some roots there, but maybe not quite the system that we've got now. Bit like taxes and death, change is inevitable.
Very good. All right, Murray Jones, catch him on 4CA Breakfast. In fact, not Monday and Tuesday. I am filling in for the big shoes of Murray Jones on Monday and Tuesday.
The
You're
girls
away.
Are excited.
Very excited, I'm sure. I'm sure they are. What do you do? You're cycling or something, are you? What are you doing?
Cardiac challenge.
Yeah, that's right.
The big 380 kilometres. Let's just see how many kilometres are in the bus and how many kilometres are on the saddle of the bike. But anyhow, I'll do my very, very best. But I mean, it's a great cause for the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation. Of course, the funds that they raise for services here in the region. Got to do it.
Yeah, and it's the money stays here, which is so important. It's fantastic. All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Ride safe. Good luck on the cardiac challenge. Murray Jones, we'll catch you later in the week.
Have a great weekend, Gav. Cheers.